Good morning. I'm John Sleggers. The Sioux County Board of Supervisors will meet this morning to name a new county sheriff. Former Sheriff Dan Altender retired from the post as of yesterday. Altender is running for Sioux County Board of Supervisors. He won the Republican primary in June and is running unopposed in the November election. Altender served Sioux County law enforcement for 43 years, the last 18 as sheriff. An accident along U.S. Highway 75 south of Hinton Tuesday night resulted in serious injury to a motorcyclist. The Plymouth County Sheriff's Department was called shortly after 6 p.m. of a semi-trailer colliding with a motorcycle near U.S. Highway 75 and C-80 south of James. Officers determined a semi attempting to turn at a gravel turnaround from the passing lane collided with a motorcycle. The driver of the motorcycle was seriously injured and was transported by Hinton Fire and EMS to Mercy One in Sioux City. Plymouth County cyclists are using a grant from the Lamar's Hotel Motel tax proceeds for an ongoing project. Cyclist member Mark Sturgeon says they were awarded $500 to upgrade bicycle access downtown.
We are buying bike racks that we will put in front of businesses downtown or really anywhere in town. And we have a program where the business can go online on our website, plymouthcountycyclist.org, click on the link, and then fill out an application. We have to run back to the city and say, hey, this business has applied. Can we put one in front of their business? Once we get the green light from the city, then we go ahead and install the rack. The applicant pays a $40 fee. If they aren't approved for a rack, the fee goes back to them. But if they are, that's their portion of the fee, and then we pay the rest.
The funds were awarded by the city council earlier this year to be utilized in the current fiscal year. Sturgeon says another recent event for which they use hotel motel tax proceeds is a bicycle helmet giveaway, which occurred last Sunday. The Lamar's police teamed with the Plymouth County cyclists to provide helmets for cyclists who need them. Plymouth County Republicans hold their fall fundraiser Thursday, September 8 at Willow Creek Golf Course in Lamar's. Shelley Stabe is co-chair of the event.
This is the Plymouth County Republican fall fundraiser. We've been doing it for 5 years now. It's been very successful. When I moved to Plymouth County, I joined the Central Committee here, and they were doing virtually no fundraisers. And we had a perfect opportunity at the time. Our first speaker was Sam Clovis, who was just freshly back from working for President Donald J. Trump at the time in Washington, D.C. And we have phenomenal turnout, and it's just been steady ever since.
Special guests at the event will be former Congressman Steve King and Republican National Committee woman for Iowa, Tamara Scott. Registration can be done by phone or online. Authorities in Cherokee County say the collapse of an unfinished business has injured at least five workers in Larrabee. A construction crew was working on the building Tuesday when it gave way. One victim was airlifted to a hospital with severe injuries, and another was transported by ambulance. Three other injured people were taken in private vehicles for the treatment of minor injuries. No names have been released. Small businesses hit by drought in northwest Iowa can apply for low-interest federal disaster loans. The assistance from the Small Business Administration is available in 11 counties, most of them in northwest Iowa. SBA spokesperson Mark Randall says they're talking about businesses dependent on farming and ranching. The application deadline is April the 17th of next year. The affected counties include Buena Vista, Clay, and Dickinson. And Sheldon, Iowa is getting national attention for a lost time capsule that's not really lost. The original story indicated that the location of the time capsule, buried during Sheldon's centennial celebration in 1972, had been lost to time, leaving officials without its precise location. The capsule was to be opened as part of the city's sesquicentennial celebration on Friday. Sheldon's chamber director, Ashley Nordahl, says there was some confusion and that they always knew where the time capsule was. It was just a matter of time to make sure that they could get to it. Nordahl says there is a little bit of concrete around it, and they didn't want to create a mess. That's KLAM News. I'm John Sleggers.